Hello and welcome to APW, Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling Help for Homes. This is the show dedicated to you, the homeowner, for you to experience the Dixie difference. If we can help you with any of your plumbing, heating, or cooling needs, give us a call at 913-825-6600. My name is Keith Ford, and across from me is Dixie Wilford.
And welcome to APW Help for Homes. We are excited today, as always, to bring you information about all your plumbing, heating, and air conditioning needs, especially as it warms up here in the Kansas City area.
It's getting warm.
It is getting warm. Clear. You know, we had a lot of April showers. We even had a lot of May showers. And so it seems to be all clearing up and lots of, great skies with sun beaming on us, but the temperatures are rising. And so lots of folks have problems with that AC kicking up and doing what it needs to do in the home to take care of us comfortably. And so we like to bring up tips about helping you with that. And I know Keith really wants to stress, on the stress of what it takes to take care of your home. So you got some great stuff. I'm excited about you and what you have to cover today with that.
Well, you should just stop at you. I'm excited about you.
I'm excited about you.
It's nice to spend more time with you other than work and at home.
Absolutely.
I love it.
Work and at home.
Yeah, work and at home.
And if you didn't know, and if you haven't,
we're a married couple.
We are a married couple. We,
You always say it. I just wanted to get it in there before you.
You wanted to throw it in. Exactly. Yeah. So we work together. We live together, by choice. And we're a married couple. We have kids together. So we do everything together. So yeah. And then now we do a radio show together. Yeah. We've been doing this for about three years now.
Almost four.
Oh my goodness.
July, actually.
I can't
It'll
remember.
Be 4 years.
It's been a long time. Yeah.
And just so you know, once you started having the first few kids, you were stuck.
I was stuck when I said yes, right?
Yeah, that's true. Not too bright.
No, I'm not stuck.
It's supposed
not
to rain this week, though.
No, it's
coming
not.
Up.
What?
Yeah,
oh, next week coming up. Okay, yeah. Gotcha. Yeah, I didn't know
this
that.
This week coming up. Yep.
But we've had some, it's kind of dried out and it's really warmed up. And so we've been helping customers in and around the Kansas City area because we do service an hour radius around our centrally located office. And so you rural folks around Kansas City, we were glad to travel out to you folks and give you superior customer service, superior technicians, and a great quality equipment and at a low, inexpensive price for you. Those are the things that are about the Dixie difference that we want to give to all of our customers. So just as a quick little wrap up there on what the Dixie difference is about. And if you haven't heard of our company before, we've been doing this for 15 years in the metro. So we've been around for a long time. And you can look us up at apwplumbing.com, or you can also go to thedixiedifference.com and find us and learn more about our services and give us a call on any of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs.
Yeah. Talk about the Dixie difference. You know what I'm thinking?
Nope.
You want to know?
You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking of, you have these really nice paisley or striped
socks
and then a t-shirt on. You have like really nice, dress shoes and then a t-shirt. I'm like, this ensemble
shoes,
is hilarious.
Cool socks, jeans, and
right.
a shirt. T-shirt.
And then a t-shirt. Yeah. Yeah. So, I'm sorry. What do you, it's just, yeah, it's a great ensemble. It's like
yeah,
you tried.
I feel great today.
Okay.
So,
alrighty.
You know what was funny is the other day I was at the house and you had already left.
Our house. In the middle of the street. Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty good. You sing actually pretty good. No. So the neighbor, Rachel, came over with her daughter.
Right, across the street, yes.
Right. And so they came over and they were talking, and her daughter was bragging about how she was taller than her mom.
Right.
And I said, how tall are
she's
you?
She's going into seventh grade, and she's taller than her mom, right?
Right, right. She's 5'5", and her mom's 5'4". And I was like, wow. She goes, yeah, I'm really short, except for when I'm next to Dixie.
Oh.
Now, I laughed.
You
and
know,
I said,
I wear like 4-inch heels like most of the time.
10-inch heels.
Like 99% of the time.
You're like that 70s platform shoe with goldfish.
If I can, I am doing it. Yeah, that's right.
I wonder what ever happened to those goldfish. Did they die?
I don't know. Goldfish in the shoes?
Yeah. You know, the goldfish in your shoes? Remember that in the 70s?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I do. There's a lot of us out there that remember that. Thank you very much.
Sure.
So what we are talking about, that's what I was thinking about.
Okay. So thanks for saying the short joke. Was that just the short joke there? Okay. So moving on, let's talk about something real.
Well, I thought you were going to go over the specials and then I have a theme
of course. Thank
go,
you for
Mama.
Reminding me.
You're
okay.
Welcome.
We've got, if you are needing a free estimate for a furnace and air conditioner combo purchase or looking at just to find out what it would cost you, because it's looming. The AC is going to fail. You've got, you know, an old 10 years plus old, maybe 15 years, 20 years old systems in your home and you need that free estimate, don't wait until it dies on you and then you're forced to make a quick decision to get some cool air in your home. Get a free estimate from APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling because we have a June special which helps the area of Kansas City with their food drive and the food pantries. And that's $1,000 off a combo purchase of a furnace and air conditioner if you donate 20 non-perishable food items. And, I mean, you can easily find 20 non-perishable food items to hand over to us. We'll take it with us and then go deliver that to the local food pantries here in Kansas City to help out. Especially it's in need because kids are home now throughout the summer and, you know, they kind of relied on their lunches at school and now they need more because they're at home. Families need more. And we want to be a part of taking care of them. So this is what we do. We do this special a lot during the summertime. So $1,000 off a combo purchase furnace and air conditioner. You can give us a call at 913-825-6600. You can go to our website, apwplumbing.com or thedixiedifference.com to give us a shout out. And we'll get you a free estimate, no cost, no obligation to you. And then, of course, you folks can be your own best judge of whether or not APW can help you out in the future. So that is our monthly special in addition to our radio special that we have, the $59 air conditioner safety and clean check. So if you haven't been maintaining your air conditioner, it is a must. Not something you kind of maybe should do. It's a must. You should maintain your air conditioner and your furnace just like you maintain your car. You would not get an oil change. Always tell the people that because there's a lot of folks out there that don't know the importance of doing it. So we'll give you one for $59. Air conditioner safety and clean check. You just let them know you heard us on the radio and we'll honor that $125 price for $59. Again, 913-825-6600 is the number to call. So there's your monthly specials.
Well, that was a lot of talking.
I know.
You did great.
I want to explain it all.
No, I think you did wonderful.
Thank you.
Hey, so talking about stress.
Yeah.
Since you brought that up earlier.
Yeah. I was a little late today coming in, so I was like running. And so a little stress caused, but made it here just in time to get started with the show.
All right, and I was acting like I was getting started without you.
Right.
It was funny, but you didn't fall for it.
No,
right.
I didn't.
So I tried, though. Hey, so talk about stress. Do you have stuff stressful in your life, Dixie?
Of course, yes. Lots of things. Getting kids to where they need to go, being on time. Making sure we're taking care of customers. You know, just coordinating life sometimes when you juggle lots of different things that can be stressful.
Or like your admin manager goes on vacation for a week and leaves you to do her job.
Oh my gosh. Our executive assistant at our office, yes, is going on vacation this next week. So I've got triple duties this next week. But it's good. She needs a week off. Yes, I did.
Okay.
Duties, actually.
Okay. And so, or like setting up 4 fundraising parties at our house in 1 month, right?
That's another
stressful thing.
I did do fundraising, yes.
Four of them. Yeah, one of them with 100 adults, right?
Right.
So those are kind of stressful things that people have. I looked up stress, and the medical definition for stress is a physical or mental or emotional situation that causes bodily or mental tension as far as fear, worry, anxiety.
Right. That sounds like stress to me.
That is stress. Now, there is some good stress. They say in the early days before all the technology and stuff that we have that some stress was good because good stress would produce a boost in energy and drive. So you had urgency to get stuff done, like you're starving, so you had to hurry up and catch food.
Right.
That'd be stressful, right?
I think that's not good stress, but that would be motivating for sure.
Right,
okay.
Right. So they say too much stress, though, affects insomnia, muscle pain, high blood pressure, heart disease, depression, and obesity.
Yep.
Okay, now, the funny part that I find in all this, well, none of that was funny, but the next part is that doctors say to solve those issues, what you need to do is get more sleep.
Okay.
But if you have insomnia,
how do you get more sleep? Okay, right.
They say
take drugs.
Eat better.
Okay.
But if it creates obesity and causing you to eat sugary foods, how do you eat better?
Right.
And then it tells you to exercise, but you're depressed.
Yeah.
So I don't understand any of that.
It's hard to get up and get going,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so I just don't get it.
It's really hard, right? Okay.
Right. So what we want to talk about the next segments is what APW does, as far as We believe you should just eliminate as many stresses as possible, because once you have them, it's very difficult to get rid of them, and it doesn't help you with the problems,
right? I don't know if I could legally get rid of you, though, so to eliminate my stress. I'm not sure. I think no, I might get,
legally, you can. Biblically, you can.
Okay, okay. Well, so, that's not what I was thinking, right. But okay.
So what we're going to talk about is eliminating as much, and they call them stressors.
Okay.
You know, that's the word. I learned that, by the way. I learned that word, stressors.
Good for you.
I thought it would be like more stress.
Yeah.
Or, but it's okay. Stressors.
Sure.
As possible. And you know how we do that?
How?
By experiencing the Dixie Difference.
That's right.
That's my whole theme today. What do you think of that?
Experience the Dixie Difference to lower the stress in your life. Let right. us, trust us to take care of what stresses you so that we can reduce your stressors and therefore, you know, make life better for you. And who doesn't want better life, better right. quality of life?
Not too bad for, I'm just not a pretty face.
Yes, you're not just a pretty face. Yeah. We are almost out of time. So we're gonna, for just this segment anyway.
Segment, yeah.
So we're going to come back stay with us and kind of understand what all this is all about. So we're going to remind you real quick of a reason to give us a call and take advantage of a free estimate from APW and get $1,000 off of your purchase of a combo purchase for furnace and air conditioner. Again, no cost, no obligation. You can call us at 913-825-6600. Also, get your $59 AC safety and clean check, $125 value for $59. We'll be back in just a moment. I'm Dixie, and across from me, Keith Ford. You're listening to APW Help for Homes.
Hello and welcome back to APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling Help for Homes. I am Keith Ford, and across from me is Dixie Williford.
Oh my, I think you've been hanging out with me a little too long. It was a
Next
little
bit,
yeah, it sounded like a little, I mean, you are not Southern at all.
Oh no. So,
Colorado boy you are, yeah. Mountain man.
Very light air.
Yeah,
obviously, I grew up with less oxygen than everybody else.
Right. That's too funny. I was going to say mountain man, but you know, not really. No, you're a city boy. You have done some major camping though lately, so you're getting a touch of maybe a mountain man in you.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. So
I can't grow a beard.
Went to the Boundary Waters in Minnesota, camping for 6 days.
Yeah.
That's way above anything that I would.
I got to
venture
see the Northern Lights. By the way, if you guys get a chance to see the Northern Lights. That was the coolest thing. It was cloudy every day except for the one day, and it was in the middle of the night when I happened to wake up and look up, and I got to see the Northern
Lights. What were you doing in the middle of the night? You were getting up to go to the restroom, weren't you?
No, Mike Casey was making a whole bunch of noise with his spotlight headlight, trying to put his tackle
one
gear
of the
together
other dads.
To go fishing.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. So he's okay. I'm like, what are you doing?
That's too funny.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so getting back to topics here, we appreciate you listening every weekend to our great information for you that you can use for home. Whether it's plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and we've got great topics that we're going to talk about to de-stress you, and that's what Keith wants to talk about is de-stressing your life and letting APW come and help you with anything that stresses you with your plumbing and especially your air conditioning. We're going to talk a little bit about tankless. So we were going to talk a lot about that last week, and we just got so much into these high-efficiency air conditioning topics. We didn't really give a lot of due diligence to tankless water heaters. So if you got some questions about tanked or tankless and the difference and which one to go with, we're going to be speaking of that a little bit later. And then also making sure that you know about our monthly special for the month of June. If you really want, or if you don't want, but a good time to do it is get a free estimate to replace your furnace and your air conditioner. This is the time to do it. Get a free estimate from APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, and we'd be happy to take $1,000 off if you were to purchase a furnace and air conditioner combo. By the way, by doing that, all you have to do is just give twenty non-perishable food items, and we'll take the $1,000 off for you. You just give us a call at 913-825-6600. You can call us right now, and we'll get that free estimate set up for you. You can also check us out at apwplumbing.com, and if you can't remember that, just remember thedixiedifference.com. Also, take advantage of $59 air conditioner safety and clean check. That's $125 regular value. Give us a call. Let us know you heard us on the radio, and we'll be happy to honor that and maintain your air conditioner properly.
Yeah. Well, the reason we have the subject for this week is at the office, we periodically ask everybody what are customers calling into. We ask the service department what's going on out in the field because we can't always get out there. We ask our comfort specialist.
Always looking for topics.
Right.
You know,
we talk to everybody in the company.
Everybody's involved.
There's been a theme recently that everybody's kind of come up with or you hear.
Right.
And last week, someone came up and said, hey, you know, there's one thing you can talk about. Actually, it was Jason Vanderpool.
Okay.
He said, is that we are dealing with a lot of stressed people and because they don't have air, somebody's house is flooded, a water heater's broke. He goes, we've had tons of stress. And he goes,
This becomes a very stressful time for them.
Right. And so he's like, we have to deal with it. And that's what a lot of people talk about is we deal with a lot of stressful people. Mm-hmm. And they're like, man, I wish we didn't have to deal with so many people who happen to be stressed. It just would make it easier. Well, the reason, if you look at the reason why most service companies deal with stressful is because homeowners like to procrastinate. They wait to the very end, either because they don't want to spend money. It's usually the big deal. We don't want to spend money if we don't have to because our priorities are on other areas.
Well, and a lot of that, too, is because we may not be as educated on when's the right time to replace, you know, a major, appliance in the home. And if it's not broke, don't fix it kind of thing. But not knowing the fact that when it is broke, it could actually cause more damage and more stress to you and your family and your pets in your home. And not knowing that information, that's what we hope to get across through the radio, is to, answer those questions so they don't come into these really stressful times because a major appliance in the home is now completely dead.
Right. And so on the HVAC, we talked about high-efficient air conditioners last week, right?
Right.
The benefit of them and so forth. So when we're at 90 degrees, one thing to understand is once you hit 100 degrees, air conditioners are not set to cool your house at within a degree or two of what your thermostat says. It's just they can't keep up with it because 100 degrees is the breaking point. It's also, once we get 100 degrees outside, that is the breaking point where everything seems to fall apart. Because we've had tons of calls
literally,
at 90 degrees.
Literally, right? The air conditioner will then break.
it literally breaks then. And so at 90 degrees, we get tons of calls. At 100, it gets horrible.
Right.
So what we want to look at is, want to help you with some of it, is when you look at it, statistics, and this isn't coming from us, this is what the industry says you need to watch out for. So once you get to that 10 to 12 year mark, you really need to call and start looking at the idea of replacing your air conditioner, right? And this will help de-stress you. Here's my biggest point. Let's say that you're not going to replace it for 6 months, a year, 2 years, right? The worst thing you can do is wait to the absolute moment that it breaks and then call us, somebody else, because now you're rushed to make a decision. Now, really, how good are you at making a decision when you're rushed?
Yeah, right.
Horrible stress. Everybody stresses within the family itself because it's either too hot. I've been to people's houses where they're pregnant. I mean, all these horrible things happening to them, and there's no air conditioner. They're young, old. It doesn't really change. It's all very stressful.
All we
on everybody.
Want is back in our cool air to be able to be comfortable and safe in our own environment.
Right. But when you wait, the problem is everybody else did too. Mm-hmm. So that 100 degrees, you get that 90, 9500, all of a sudden everything starts breaking and the companies are just slammed. Everybody is busy. They can't make it out there. The customers are even more stressed. So that's what I'm saying is right now you should just consider giving a call.
To get that free estimate.
And to get an idea of what I need to do, how bad of shape is my stuff is. Our guys are going to go out there and help you. They're going to educate you. The idea is not to sell you something. The idea is to teach you. And so when and if you are ready, you are educated on what you should put inside your house or what changes need to be made.
And then why we talk about that is because June is really where that kicks up and they start to get a little consistently hot air. We do need to go to another break, but we have the June special going on, $1,000 off a combo purchase of an air conditioner and furnace. and by donating 20 non-perishable food items to our local food banks. So here in Kansas City, which is great. We want to help our community and save you money. So give us a call at 913-825-6600. Again, 913-825-6600, or go to apwplumbing.com. I'm Dixie Williford, and cost me is Keith Ford. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hello, and welcome back to APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling Help for Homes. I am Keith Ford, and across from me is Dixie Williford.
And welcome back. Hopefully, you're having a great weekend. I know we are here, and what are you pointing at me for?
Is that your phone buzzing?
Oh, is it? I don't know. No, I don't think so. Oh. That's just you buzzing.
Oh, that's me.
I guess. I'm not sure. But
that's our producer's phone buzzing.
I'm like, finally, why are you distracting me? We had a radio show to do here.
Well, it finally wasn't us. It was him. Usually it's us
so
to do it to him.
Funny. That's well, you know what?
I'm sorry.
It's hot. And we are talking lots of hot things. And with one of those being air conditioning and things that you should consider when replacing your air conditioner. High efficiency is what we talked a lot about last week. And wanted to touch base with it again this week, and that is the high efficiency air conditioners, where you can get major energy savings. The last 10 years, and if your air conditioner is 10 years or older, we always recommend you should at least look at what it would cost to replace it rather than repairing it, especially if you're getting into that moment where you're repairing your equipment now and you're outside of your warranties. Might be putting more money into an old inefficient unit. So looking at the efficiencies have greatly increased over the last 10 years. I mean, there's been the biggest improvement in the last 10 years in HVAC than there has been in the last 40 years. So that is something that you as a consumer may or may not know. And that so it would behoove you to go ahead and replace in most instances. And they even have the inverter technology, which is technology that came right from the ductless systems. If you've heard of the mini split or ductless systems, well, they've now taken those are one room systems that do amazingly of comforting that area and are taking a an existing conditioned space and making it a very conditioned space with this technology. Inverter technology now with a whole home air conditioning unit for you. It's less expensive to purchase. It greatly reduces your energy bills, saves you up to 60% on your electricity bills with this inverter technology air conditioner. We have it in our home. It's faster on a hot summer day to cool your home. It's faster than the traditional air conditioner is. Inverter technology is 15% faster on an air conditioner and 50% faster when it comes to a furnace of cooling or warming up your home than your traditional air conditioner. Very stable. It can more accurately maintain an accurate temperature now than any other air conditioner on the market. So you do not get rid of those fluctuations in the house where the air conditioner blasts on, now you're cool, and then, you know, nothing. And the home heats up again, and then it blasts on to cool it. Well, not with this inverter technology. It will run on low speeds, which will draw very low amperage. And because it's running constantly, it's constantly feeling the air with, conditioned cold air. Therefore, you have the same accurate temperature all day and all night long, and it's drawing on very low amperage. So therefore, it's lowering your utility bills. So you can learn more from us at APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. Find out more about the Dixie Difference, and we can go over what this technology is with you. We can answer all your questions that you need on any of that.
Right, and that's what we're talking about is that if you have an air conditioner that's 10 to 12 years old and a furnace, but this is what one of the reasons why you call and you get the information is, what if your utility bills are so high that not only does your system not work as well as it should, but you're actually paying for a new system in your utility bills? And so these things
great point.
What's that, Mama?
The cost difference that now we've replaced your utility, you know, your unit, and now you're, you know, let's give it, now you have a $300 bill and you replace it with the inverter air conditioner, and now you have a $100 bill a month. That's $200 that could go every month somewhere else, or even paying off your new system. Those are the type of savings that we do for customers. And that is such a great point, is that you don't don't know how much money you're actually throwing away by keeping your old inefficient system or your air conditioner in your home.
Right. And this is why you need the information, not only so you can plan properly, which we all know when we plan better, we typically get better results, right?
And therefore,
everybody agree for that.
Less stressed.
less stress, which, just to let you know, less stress, we're going to get rid of the belly. We're going to sleep better. No heart attacks. Actually, that's kind of funny. I probably need to become less stressed because I have a little bit of a belly.
You do have it's great. It's
cute,
great.
Though.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Really cute.
So that's why you plan this out. And this is where we hear this all the time. Well, it's not broken. I don't want some guy come and tell me it's broken. Well, it may not have broken down, but that doesn't mean it's working properly.
If you're at the point where, yeah, it's working properly to high energy bills, but if you're having to replace parts, you know, then make sure that if you're adding that up, high energy bills, monthly energy bills, and now you're fixing parts on your air conditioner, you add those two things together, you're just wasting money. You're throwing it out the window.
Right. And then we have the other stress that we get with air conditioners is that people say it's not cooling, and we find out they already know that it's low on refrigerant. They say, oh, it's low on refrigerant. It leaks every year, and they just fill it up. Just so you know, you're not supposed to be leaking refrigerant inside your house, especially. It is a toxin into itself. But if your air conditioner is leaking refrigerant, it's not supposed to. That's not a normal thing. They're sealed. You're not supposed to lose any. So you have a major problem there. And the procrastination of this is what it's going to come down to, is what it comes down to every summer and every winter, is it gets freezing cold or it gets extremely hot. Everything breaks down. People suffer. And at that point, they end up spending more money most of the time because they're making bad decisions based on urgency or the stress of doing what they need to get done to cool their house down or heat it. And that's just not a good call.
Yeah.
So that's what we tell you is just call and get the game plan done.
Right. Exactly. And we have the free estimates. We always do free estimates on all of our products. So you can always call APW and we'll get you that free estimate. Just give us a call and find out what it is that you are needing, whether it's a plumbing project or an air conditioning project, whatever the project, water treatment. We do a lot of that. We'll come out and give you a free estimate on that. You can call 913-825-6600 or you can go to thedixiedifference.com or apwplumbing.com. And we'd be happy to help you out. And call now. We've got somebody who can help you with that. Okay, so I promise that we would change gears a little bit here and talk a little bit about the difference between tanked and tankless water heaters.
Well, that gets into the stress, doesn't it?
Right, it does.
Okay, water leaks. So we know that the insurance companies say that water damage is the number two claim in the United States, right?
Right.
And water heaters are the number one reason for it.
Right.
Average deductible, about $1,200.
Yep.
Okay, so your deductible is $1,200 and you're waiting because the water heater is rusty, it's old, and you're just waiting for it to completely fall apart.
You know, so, and we all have done that. I mean, we've all done that. If you've been a homeowner for any amount of, you know, stretch of time, we've all kind of waited for something just to break before we fix it.
Yeah, I usually break it so that I can replace it.
No, you don't. We've done the same thing where we just kind of wait till it breaks and then we finally...
There's a few things that I've hit with a hammer accidentally.
Maybe that's just because of your stress.
Well, I wanted to replace it. I wanted a new one.
Oh, really? Like what?
Yeah. We'll talk later.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, moving forward to more pertinent information, which is, you know, tanked water heaters. We, as a consumer, we know most about that. It's a holding tank. It warms your water all day, all night, turns on and off, wastes a lot of energy because it's basically making sure that you have hot water when you want it. So it's constantly reheating the water all day and all night in order for that. So that, again, is a waste of your utility bills versus tankless water heaters. The tank goes away. So there is no tank. They're about as big as a carry-on suitcase, and it mounts on the wall. It has a big heat exchanger in there, basically. Water is heated up as it goes through there, and it only turns on when you, the homeowner, request for hot water. Otherwise, the unit is off. So if you're away on vacation for a week, it's not reheating water all day and all night. It's off using no energy whatsoever. So that's the only time a tankless uses energy. So basically, the energy savings you're getting is up to 40% on your utility bill switching out tanked for tankless. Again, that is because of its on-demand system. You know, so while we're talking, your water heater, your tanked water heater is on. While you're sleeping, your water heater is on, but not with tankless. It is only on when you request hot water. Another reason to go tankless rather than tanked is that they last up to 20 years. Industry standards 10 to 12 years on a tanked water heater. Now, I get folks telling me all the time, water heater is 15 years old. And I say, wow, that, you know, great. That's wonderful. You know, I'm glad that it's working for you. Things to consider are how efficiently is it working? Is there a lot of mineral hardness in it? Is it still having to heat through the mineral hardness and then to heat your water? So lasting up to 20 years is what a tanked water heater is going to do. And so that can potentially outlast two tanked water heaters. Third, again, like I said, as big as a carry-on suitcase, so you gain lots of space for storage, especially you folks who have two 50-gallon tanked water heaters. So you can gain a lot of space for storage. And lastly, I'm hurrying up here because I'm almost out of time. My favorite is you get the luxury of endless amounts of hot water. You could take a hot shower for 3 days and never run out of hot water. So I want you to stay tuned. I'm going to explain why you never run out of hot water. You folks who have five people in the family, you could run every appliance in the house and still never run out of hot water. So stay tuned because I'm going to talk more about that.
Not all five will be in the
shower, right? Well, I don't know, maybe.
Maybe.
So, especially with all the little children. I'm Dixie Williford. Across from me, Keith Ford. You're listening to APW Help for Home. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hello and welcome back to APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling Help for Homes. I am Keith Ford, and across from me is Dixie Williford.
And welcome back. No,
I think I want to learn an accent.
No,
like a British accent.
Yeah.
Yeah, or something like that.
Why? Then you would not be genuine.
Asian. No, just to do the intro, just so I could add it once in a while.
Oh my gosh. Just then you would have a guest speaker come in and do it for you.
That would be, no, I could become the guest speaker.
What?
So, yeah.
You are, how about we just do that? You're my guest every weekend.
No, I could become, I could have like a foreign accent, and then I could be talking on one side, and I could ask myself questions, and then
you
I can respond
are crazy.
In a foreign
people
accent.
Are ask, people are wondering, what am I listening to now? What the heck is he even talking about? Okay, well, here, I'll bring everyone back to what this is all about. APW Help for Homes. We talk about plumbing, heating, and air conditioning. And then from time to time, Keith squirrels off and just talks random stuff. So stay with us. I promise you, you're going to get value out of the show. Just stay with us, you know. Sometimes Keith's got his little craziness, but, you know, I promise you'll get some good value out of the show.
There is a benefit to them.
What's that?
Because they have a new standard of being a little bit crazy,
a new
like
standard?
Right,
okay.
So they can feel better about themselves because they're like, oh
I'm
my
not
gosh.
As crazy as that guy.
I thought I was nuts, but listen to Keith,
here.
I'm good.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
See, I'm doing a public service.
Oh my lordy. Okay,
fact,
yeah, hey, that's a
I
positive
get an
way.
Award.
That's a positive way of looking at it.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
It is definitely. A positive
I like
way.
Being a little.
So
crazy.
Being more, more productive in the show at the moment. I want to talk about our daily special, our monthly special, which is our
daily
for free
special at the diner.
Yeah, exactly. Our monthly special at APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling is $1,000 off a combo purchase of a furnace and air conditioner. So if you need a free estimate, the month of June is a great time to do it. And again, it's no cost, no obligation to you. Our bids are always good for 6 months. So you don't have to make a decision right now, but you'll have the information. And that's what we've been talking a lot about the show, is not being stressed out to make a decision because a major appliance has failed in your home. It's not working. You have to replace it. And you don't want to be in a decision where you have to take care of it right now. You can get the information and you could shop us out if you like. And then hopefully you'll see that APW has great value, great products, great customer service, and a great installation department that will take care of you from here on out.
And a handsome plumber, HVAC guy.
Right, exactly.
Really
and Keith,
handsome.
You're such a handsome guy. So that's what the Dixie Difference is about, having a handsome Keith in the house.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh. For the free estimate and getting your $1,000 off, call now at 913-825-6600. Again, 913-825-6600 or apwplumbing.com where you can get our information and give us a call at your earliest convenience. So we were bouncing around a little bit on high efficiency air conditioning. The last 10 years, there have been major improvements on higher efficiencies, which lowers your utility bills on air conditioning, and in more than in the last 40 years. So the technology actually really has changed, which is great, which will greatly affect your pocketbook. Also, what directly affects your pocketbook is kind of another major appliance, what we left off with in the last segment, which is tank versus tankless water heaters. And there's a huge difference in the technology and a huge difference on how they operate and the services that a tanked versus tankless water heater will provide for you. And we know what a tanked water heater does. It supplies hot water for us, but it doesn't do it in a very efficient manner. You spend a lot of money on that appliance. And if you switch to tankless, you can get 40% off the top, energy savings each month by going out tankless and getting rid of tanked. Because it's on demand, you're only using energy when you request hot water. Now, the point I love the best is my favorite, which is endless amounts of hot water. You can have three people taking showers in three different bathrooms. You can have the dishwasher, the washing machine, and washing your hands or washing the dishes in the kitchen, all going at the same time, and no one will run out of hot water. So that's the amazing thing when you have, you know, I always go to the family because we have a family. We have six in our living at home right now. And so that's a lot of hot water usage happening. And but, you know, we've had, gosh, we've had the retired lady who's living by herself now who loves to take a long hot bath. And she loves tankless. So we've had a couple of those. And I just love it because it is so useful for so many different people. And so switching out their tanked for tankless water heaters.
You know what I'm doing right now?
No.
I'm staring at you.
Yeah, I see that. But you always stare at me. Why is that different?
Oh, I was just enjoying watching you. All your hand movements and your smiles.
Oh, my God.
You're actually kind of cute.
You were in rare form today. You're in a good mood. You're not stressed. That's what it is.
Right, because I did the whole studying on stress, and I realized I was stressed, so I stopped being stressed.
So you stopped being stressed.
Yeah.
We were talking about that in the first and second segment today about stressors and how to de-stress.
And that's what I learned, what a stressor was.
So tell us more about that.
What a stressor was.
Tell us more about that.
Okay. That stressors are... excessive stressors are bad for you.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
And we know that if you call 825, that's 913.
913-825-6600.
Well, see, then you can get the Dixie difference.
Right.
And then we come out there for the water heater. So you don't have to worry about your water heater leaking, failing at the wrong time, doing horrible damage to your house. And then you get all the benefits that you're talking about, right? Which are de-stressors that we want to do.
Uh-huh.
Some pumps.
What was some of the things you found out in that study?
Well, let me see here. You know, me doing some reading and writing. The whole thing was, I told you, but like at the beginning, I didn't understand it because what they say is, you know, you have stress, so you get insomnia, you eat poorly, you gain weight, you get tired.
Right.
You don't feel like doing anything, right? And so it talks about all these things plus muscle disease or
cardiovascular,
muscle, all the stuff. And then they say to fix it, their best answer that they gave to fix it was...
the medical industry.
Yeah, the medical industry. They came up with, well, eat healthier. Really, Sunshine?
Well, I
exercise
mean, it's
more.
It's good advice.
Sleep more.
It's good advice.
I'm depressed. Of course I'm sleeping. I'm eating bonbons because I have so much anxiety.
Goodness.
So the idea that we need to come up with as a society is we have a lot of stressors around us, right?
Mm-hmm.
We need to get rid of as many of those stressors as humanly possible.
So you're saying not necessarily, you know, it's not that you shouldn't eat right or get more sleep and those types of things, but we shouldn't focus on that as the first thing to do. We should look at the stress alone,
yeah,
and do things to help alleviate that stress so that it makes it easier for us to eat right and get extra sleep and exercise and all that great
Plus,
stuff.
Plus, let's face it, it makes us better wives and husbands. It makes us better parents.
Oh,
I know
husband, yeah.
I'm a better I know I'm a better dad when I'm less stressed.
Sure, yeah.
Right? And I know our kids are
Me
better
too.
Kids when they're less stressed.
Absolutely.
You're a better husband when
I'm
you're not stressed.
I'm a better wife. You knew what I meant.
Oh, no, mm-hmm. I didn't. Right? So, yeah, that's a lot of it. So when you look at society, what we live into, you know, we have some incredible advancements in life. We have so many wonderful things around us. However, a lot of those things create more stress for our children, for us. And sometimes we forget how much stress is being beaten on our families. And so trying to relieve those and take care of your family by removing some stressors, that's what I've come up with my final conclusion after reading all the technical jargon.
Right. And dedicating our show to be a little bit more proactive when you have problems in the home.
Right.
And calling APW so that we can help you out with those before they become major problems.
Yeah.
And that's really the key here is being proactive and not procrastinating any major problems with your home. So we have the June special, $1,000 off a combo purchase of a furnace and air conditioner by $20 or 20 items of non-perishable food items. Call now, 913-825-6600, a $59 AC safety and claim check as well for a radio special $125 value. We're out of time. Have a great weekend.